lead scientist monitoring La Soufriere volcano, Dr. Irosela Joseph said her team is continuing to monitor activity at the volcano. She said while thermal anomalies continue to be observed at the crater, there is no need for Vincentians to panic.
It's not what's left there, any thermal anomalies in the crater at present, that's of concern. In that, it's of concern for those who are working on the volcano, especially around the summit, because it means that there's very hot material still there that's cooling. And that hot material would, of course, be remnants of the magma that would have, you know, extruded in the explosive eruptions. So what's sitting there is the remaining hot material that will slowly cool over time.
Dr. Joseph also spoke about the presence of surface hotspots and the water that is being stored in the crater lake.
Now, remember, these were thousands of degrees Celsius. So the fumaroles there would be extremely hot. And this is what will continue to be observed for a long time as well as it slowly cools and the gases. So the primary concern up there is that if essential workers are up on the summit and there's rainfall or even, you know, just normal surface water percolation, as people know, there is a small lake in the crater as well that signifies that, you know, there is storage of water in the volcano itself. And I think Mr. Lynch may have explained this in a different way, but at the same time, it's just like the water will flash the steam. So it's instant heating. You know, so because of course the temperatures are so hot that when the water makes contact with those hot rocks, it flashes instantly to steam. So it goes from the aqueous or water phase to a gas phase, and that is often accompanied by a release of energy.
Dr. Joseph said the temperature at the volcano is still extremely hot, but this is normal after an explosive eruption, and these thermal anomalies will cool over time.
And these things generate, you know, little explosions, what we call phreatic explosions in the crater. But this is limited to within that area. And of course, it's mostly a hazard to anybody, particularly at the summit. So these thermal anomalies are seen by satellites, which is actually how we detected the extrusion in December. And it just means that the temperatures are above normal, a lot above normal. So it will cool over time. And if there is no fresh influx of magma, then, you know, the concern is just preparing ourselves to understand that this thermal anomaly will be seen until it cools sufficiently.
Lead scientist monitoring La Soufriere volcano, Dr. Irosela Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's La Soufriere volcano update.